happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning, and this is the morning news for today, January 28, 2020. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. Superintendent of Police in charge of the CID, Davidson Valerie, says that police are aiming to curb the levels of burglaries being reported in Canefield. The World Health Organization reported on the emergence of a new strain of coronavirus 2019, nCoV, on January 9, 2020 in Wuhan, Hubei province, China. And Democrats demanded new witness in Donald Trump's impeachment trial are seizing on a report the president ordered from a former National Security Advisor John Bolton to keep a military aid to Ukraine frozen in a bid to coerce political favors. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
When it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
And we're back. Acting Prime Minister Reginald Austrey says that the DLP government hopes to establish the strategies which are being finalized this week to advance Dominica's economy over the next 10 years. Speaking at a recent consultation on the revitalization of Roseau, Austrey says that the 2020 goal is guided by 20 objectives outlined in the Climate Resilient and Recovery Plan, or CRRP. He added that he is confident that this administration will be able to deliver this 2030 agenda to transform the economy and improve the life of all Dominicans.
The draft CRRP will translate Dominica's vision of becoming the world's first climate resilient nation into specific activities that we will deliver against. Throughout this plan, we can send the political and market signals for the transformation of a resilient economy for better lives, better jobs, better health, improved food security, more equality, and sustainable growth. Our climate resilient agenda will focus on one, people, by building strong communities and prosperity through a robust economic and well-planned and durable infrastructure.
And that was Acting Prime Minister Reginald Austrey. And 40 trainers who form part of the network of a Dominica Youth Business Trust, a DYBT, providing training to young entrepreneurs in programs targeted at startup businesses and early post-startup phases enterprises, will receive a training in classroom management, in adult education and andragogy, as well as the use of ICT in the adult education from 28th to the 29th of January 2020. This training forms a part of the capacity building support that IOM is providing to the DYBT and the Youth Development Division with financing from the IOM Development Fund. Support has also been provided by UKAID or UKID through the Skills for Youth Employment or SKY project. The DYBT also focuses on a model by which young people are being provided with the wherefore to establish sustainable business, with training being a large component of preparing youth for entrepreneurship.
The International Organization for Migration, or IOM, is currently engaged in a two-year project to build the capacity of the Dominica Youth Business Trust, DYBT, to foster the engagement of entrepreneurs in the development of Dominica. As part of this internally funded project, there were pilot training programs done last year in 2019, and these were evaluated based on feedback from the trainees. And one of the things that was clear was that there is a need for sharpening the skills of the trainers to ensure ensure that the trainees, the young entrepreneurs, get maximum benefit from the training programs. So the Training of Trainers program that is being conducted this week, the 28th and 29th of January in 2020, it will be facilitated by the University of the West Indies Open Campus here in Dominica, and 40 trainers are registered to participate. This is a really great result for us because it shows that the youth officers, the other public servants who assist DYBT with their training, the practitioners and trainers from the private sector who all contribute to the training programs, it shows that they are interested in improving and sharpening their training skills. At the end of the day, the beneficiary is the Youth Development Division and the DYBT, but ultimately the young entrepreneurs who receive the training are the ones who will benefit.
Youth officers, other public servants, practitioners and trainers from the private sector all contribute to the entrepreneurship training programs and also to skills training programs which improve the quality of employees available to these and other entrepreneurs.
So the question is often asked, why is it that IOM is involved? What is the connection between migration and entrepreneurial training and the Dominica Youth Business Trust? Why is it that IOM is interested in building the capacity of the DYBT to support young entrepreneurs? Well, essentially, the argument is that Dominica has suffered from net outward migration in the past couple of decades. So the argument is that if we can build a stronger entrepreneurial ecosystem, assist the government of Dominica through the Dominica Youth Business Trust to build a stronger support system for entrepreneurs, then young local entrepreneurs will be encouraged to remain here and to build their businesses here and to create further employment here, which will also reduce the drive for both the entrepreneurs and their employees, their potential employees, to leave Dominica and go elsewhere in search of greener pastures.
And that was a project coordinator of the DYBT's current entrepreneurship training program and communications officer of the IOM in Dominica, Maxine Allen Esprit. Meantime, coordinator of the Dominica Youth Business Trust, Carrie Ann Remy and Timothy as well, says that the classroom management in adult education workshop will teach participants to establish clear rules of behavior in the training groups, helping to set the boundaries of interaction with adult learners while looking out for and fixing the disruptive impersonal relationships within the classroom.
The objective of this workshop are to strengthen the training proficiency of the DYBT program facilitators, including those who use ICT in the delivering of the training, to promote the understanding of adult learning in order to better cater to adult learning needs, to help establish clear rules of behavior and maintenance of authority in the training room, to help facilitators to set boundaries for interaction with adult learners, including observing and fixing disruptive interpersonal relationship in the learning environment. The DYBT will also take that opportunity to review its entrepreneurial development program, which DYBT offers to startup entrepreneurs. It will also engage the youth development officers to better understand and facilitate the achievement motivation training session that is delivered to the startup entrepreneurs.
And that was coordinator of the Dominica Youth Business Trust, Carrie Ann Remy Timothy. And Dominica seeks to take advantage of a new sporting challenge in Hungary with three-man teams representing the Nature Island. This was revealed by Dominican cyclist and kayaking nationalist Bram Sanderson. With an interview with QFM Radio, Sanderson said that the opportunity came to him when he took on this new sport called catch, which was presented to him after his performance in Hungary last year at the kayaking competitions. The three-man team consists of other local athletes who are also well-recognized in respective fields, as a team would consist of Bram Sanderson, Austin Nichols, and Kelsey Lee.
I have been invited with a team of three to Hungary, Budapest, to compete in a new game, a new sport called catch. This invitation was given or shared with me from my reputation gained in Hungary in August 2019 at the kayaking championships. We are only required to pay our tickets to Hungary and back for the weekend from the 31st to the 3rd of February. And three individuals are myself, Austin Nichols, Kelsey Lee.
As Sanderson is of the view that this is an opportunity that Dominica should take advantage of, and as this year will be the first ever of this squash competitions and championships, he says that this could be another adventure as well as avenue for Dominica's athletes and sports as we look forward into the future.
This is another opportunity that I think we should take advantage of, but presently we do not have the financial capacity to do it on our own. We need the support of our country behind us. It is the Squash World Championship. It's the first ever World Championship. And the opportunities behind each sport that you show representation for can affect generations to come, providing opportunities, scholarships, funds to develop the sport in our country. We are trying to take full advantage of this opportunity come this month end into the 2nd or 3rd of February. I have the invitation with me, and the cost of ticket is $888 per individual. Is quite a lot, but I think collectively we can try to meet that expense. Looking into the opportunities that actually present itself to us, we should take advantage of it, and it can bring so much more to our country. Sports tourism, like I said, scholarships, opportunities to make a career in the sport. So I would like to reach out to the public there as well to, just try to feel the importance of supporting your people, your children, individuals that are positive and looking to what to do and create positive things for our country.
And that was the Dominican cycling and kayaking nationalist Bram Sanderson. And following an accident on February 10th for 2019 that left the young Dominican cricketer out for an extended period, he finally returned to the field on Friday, 2020. The recovery was not at all soft. I mean, I went through it all, he says. But first of all, I want to give the credit to the Almighty Father for sparing my life. He added that, I just want to thank everybody that was there for me, ensuring that recovery was the best. Alexander, who received extensive injuries to his leg, returned for the Dominica State College against the Isaiah Thomas Secondary School in a Ballarama competition at the Botanical Gardens, where he scored a duck, but it was not the best start to kick off the under-20 tournament. But going forward, you will see brighter things from me, he says. The young cricketer also says that the preparation has been going well to ensure that his smooth return into the cricket field is one that went wonderfully. I trained every Saturday down in Portsmouth with my personal coach, Sam Kernon. So basically, it has been going well, Alexander noted. JC Young will lead his Dominica State College team out to battle on Tuesday today against the Portsmouth Secondary School at the Benjamin's Park to signal the start of the national zonal stage of the 2020 Mass United Insurance Secondary School Under-20 Cricket Championships. Also in local news, Mon Prosper has won the Ronald Charles T20 Cricket Finals. Mon Prosper batted first and scored 161 for 8 in 20 overs, with top scorers being Wayne Charles with 52, Desmond Joseph at 25, Eli Popo 18, bowling for TR was Shaden St. Rose with 23 runs for 2 wickets in 4 overs, Earl Morancy 23 runs, 2 wickets in 2 overs. TR could only score 79 all out in 19 overs, with the top scorers being Ronald Charles with 15, Richardson Charles 13, Roy Charles 10, and bowling for Mon Prosper, Desmond Joseph 11 for 4 wickets in 3.4 overs, Walker Jean 23 for 3 wickets in 4 overs, Michael Dejean 16 for 2 wickets in 4 overs. As the player of the match was Wayne Charles, the catch of the match was Eli Popo. Fitz with 26 for 1 wicket in 2 overs, Roy Charles 18 for 1 wicket in 4 overs. Senator Charles says it was an excellent match and looks forward to continuing this sport in the near future.
It was wonderful, first of all, wonderful weather. I want to praise God for that. And the finals, we had the finals between Trafalgar and Mon Prosper. Mon Prosper winning the game on that day. Again, I want to take this opportunity to thank all those who made it possible, all those who made a contribution in one way or the other, financial and all, in kind. We really appreciated the contribution that we've received. And also congratulations to the team of Mount Prosper, especially young Eli Popo and his team. I think it was a really, really wonderful game, and we basically looking forward to the 2020 softball, T20 softball league, which we hope to start later this year. Again, congratulations to the Trafalgar team. Trafalgar team being a more veteran team. However, the younger Mount Prosper team took the better part of it. So it was a wonderful game, you know, a reasonable turnout. And again, congratulations to everybody.
And that was a Senator Ronald Charles. And the police are aiming to curb the level of burglaries being reported in Canefield. This is according to Superintendent of Police in Charge of the CID, Davidson Valerie. Valerie says that there have been a series of reports that several homes have been broken into in the Canefield area, and concern over the situation is also mounting, as he says that no official arrests have been made, but there have been a few persons taken into questioning. Police are seeking the cooperation of the public by ensuring that their homes are properly locked and that their windows are properly locked as well, as he says that one of the main areas of entries are through their windows.
We have brought in persons for questioning in relation to these break-ins that we have been seeing. Persons have been questioned, but at this stage, we have not done any formal arrest or charge of anyone in relation to this break-in. We are continuing in our efforts at trying to curb the level of burglaries that we have seen in Canefield. We have increased our patrols, and we are seeking to ensure that there is...
The New York Times tonight reporting that according to an unpublished draft manuscript written by the President's former National Security Advisor...
...to have the cooperation of the public in ensuring that they are able to secure their homes. And I'm talking about when they're leaving the premises, to ensure that they are able to lock their doors and secure the windows properly. And especially at night, I am requesting that the residents of the Canefield area secure their windows properly by ensuring that these windows are properly locked. We see a number of break-ins where their sash windows are being left open, and the criminals are able to access the premises of persons through those areas.
And that was the police in the CID, Davidson Valerie. And our current situation is like the under-desired effects of a divorce from a local ecology, where the global economy is the primary driver of the change within the ecosystems, which impacts our socio-ecological systems. This is according to humanitarian and social activist Farah Theodore. She's of the view that we have to learn to use our resources responsibly and effectively, ensure that our collective social well-being, which is a country business and community, can be maintained in the long run whilst living within the means of our natural resources. She says that it is disheartening that since the adoption of the Paris Agreement, no country is on the track to meeting all Sustainable Development Goals or SDG goals, which calls for 6 major transformations in every country to address skills and jobs, health, clean energy, biodiversity and land use, cities and digital technology. Eradicating poverty and strengthening equity remain important policy priorities, and success will not be possible without a social activism that mobilizes stakeholders and changes norms to enable the SDG transformations. The concept of sustainable considers the optimization of a whole rather than parts of the system, she says, as Ms. Theodore challenges the persons to think about the traditional analytical approach to management, where systems are broken down into parts which are analyzed and optimized, believing that if all parts work, then the whole thing will be working as well. She says what matters is how the parts are interrelated, and that it is vital that we look at, account for and manage whole interconnected socio-ecological systems in order to achieve sustainable outcomes, and that full cost accounting comes into play whenever managing for the whole means accounting for the whole. The challenges we face in light of our planetary limits are unprecedented, and as such unable to be solved by traditional thinking and methods. In the words of Albert Einstein, she quotes, we could solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we use, then we create them. She also quoted Harrison Ford, as he quotes and says, "We are all rich or poor, powerful or powerless. We will suffer the effects of climate change and ecosystem destructions, and we are facing what is quickly becoming the greatest moral crisis of our time. Nature does not need people, but people need nature." And in other news, the World Health Organization reported on the emergence of a new strain of coronavirus 2019 nCoV on January 9th, 2020 in Wuhan, Hubei province in China. As of January 25th, 2020, the World Health Organization reported a total of 1,320 confirmed cases in the 2019 nCoV. 1,297 cases were reported from China. 23 confirmed cases have been reported outside of China in 9 countries. Other countries reporting cases include Vietnam, Thailand, Japan, Federal Democratic of Nepal, Republic of Singapore, Australia, French Republic, United States of America, and the Republic of Korea. All cases outside of China have visited the Wuhan city. On January 21st, 2020, the Centers of the Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, in the United States of America confirmed that the first imported case of 2019 nCoV, the individual had a history of visiting Wuhan city and presented to a healthcare facility in his estate after the onset of respiratory symptoms. In the interim, the public is asked to continue practicing the standard recommendations to prevent the spread of infections, which include regular hand washing with soap and water or alcohol-based hand sanitizer where soap and water is not available. Cover the mouth and nose with disposable tissues or clothing when coughing and sneezing. Avoid close contact with anyone showing symptoms of respiratory illness, such as coughing and sneezing. Seek medical attention and share your travel history with your healthcare provider if you have symptoms or suggest of respiratory illness, either during or after the travel. Also in other news, the Democrats demanding a new witness in Donald Trump's impeachment trial are seizing on a report that the president ordered former National Security Advisor John Bolton to keep a military aid to Ukraine frozen in a bid to coerce political favors. The revelation, first reported by the New York Times, heaped a new pressure on the handful of Republican senators who may have been interested in hearing the testimony from Bolton and other witnesses in a process that could significantly delay Trump's hope for a swift acquittal as soon as this week. A source with direct knowledge of the manuscript of CNN's News Times account for Bolton's account in the Ukraine aid told the discussion with Trump is inaccurate or accurate to the complications emerged on Sundays as Trump was clearly sensing an imminent victory and showed that he was spoiling for a retribution against Democrats who led his impeachment in the House of Representatives last year. And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of the headlines. A superintendent of police in charge of the CID, Davidson Valerie, says that police are aiming to curb the level of burglaries being reported in Caneville. The World Health Organization reported on the emergence of a new strain of a coronavirus 2019 nCoV on January 9th, 2020 in Wuhan, Hubei province, China. And the Democrats demanding a new witness in Donald Trump's impeachment trial are seizing on a report that the president ordered a former National Security Advisor John Bolton to keep a military aid to Ukraine frozen in a bid to coerce political favors. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Of the hour news as it happens.